Our reading this morning is from Luke chapter 2, verses 41 to 52. Every year, his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they travelled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Jesus was surprised that his parents didn't know where he would be. And to help us with that, we're going to have a little quiz called How Well Do You Know Me? Okay. Now, the quiz is for you to take part in, and I'd like to hear your answers. But really, I want you to think about if you're surprised by the answers of someone that maybe you know really well or someone that you've come with, someone that's around you today. So, first slide, please, Len. It's a would you rather. Would you rather chocolate or gingerbread? My husband's adamant chocolate. I'm not surprised by his answer. Anyone for gingerbread? Yeah? Okay, next one. Would you rather turkey or gammon? Gammon over here. And turkey over there. Both. I like your style there. Well done. Okay, next one. Would you rather mince pie or Christmas pudding? Ooh, I see the thinking going on down there. Sam's for a mince pie. Lots of mince pies. No. Christmas, one for Christmas pudding. Well done, Len. Okay, next one then. Would you rather eggnog or mulled wine? Oh, that's a clear one. I wonder if we got a different answer if we're in a different part of the world for that one. Mulled wine, okay. Would you rather sprouts or leeks? Sprouts. Was that both, Matthew? I thought you'd go for leeks. I'm surprised by your answer. next one. Would you rather, films, Elf or Muppet's Christmas Carol? Muppets, no one for Elf? Elf. I was going to put Arthur Christmas up there, but I couldn't get a picture that I was allowed to use in a service, so I went for Elf. I'd probably go for Elf for that one. Right, star or angel tree topper? Star down here. Angel, star. Is that some controversy going, or are you agreed? Just checking. I don't want to start any problems here. Okay, and I think the last one is, Jesus' choice, temple or family. Ooh, well, we know where he went, don't we? As a parent, I would probably have been livid with Jesus' choice. But then again, as both a parent and a teacher, I've often seen the face of a child who thought it was clearly obvious why they'd made the choice they made, whatever it was that I hadn't grasped. To Jesus, it would be obvious that he would be in the temple. He wanted to hear as much as he could and soak up all that he could. Mary and Joseph may well have been livid. They'd assumed that he was with the family group as they travelled back to their home. But I wonder if they'd stopped to think about it, if they'd thought of his character and his interests, maybe they would have known that Jesus would have been taking every opportunity to immerse himself in his Father's presence. When they finally found him, he was surprised by their reaction. He asked, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I would be in my Father's house?" To him, it was clear. He was exactly where he would be. Why would he have been anywhere else? And that got me wondering. I wonder if we know where to find him. In that first story, Mary and Joseph were told what to expect by the angel Gabriel. The shepherd's messengers were a whole throng of angels. And if you were here with us yesterday, you'll have learned that that key phrase, "you will find him wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger," told the shepherds exactly where to find Jesus. Whilst the wise men saw a star and followed that. But maybe you and I are still looking for something in our lives. Maybe you know what it is you're looking for. Maybe you don't. As I was preparing this, I was struck by one of the ironies of the Christmas story, that it's the wise men who stopped on their journey to ask where to find the baby in the manger. And I thought, if they have to ask, then it's probably okay for us to ask too. A famous quote from Einstein says this: "The more I learn, the more I realise how much I don't know." Len, I think we've got a slide with that on, please. "The more I learn, the more I realise how much I don't know." It's the wisest people, you see, who set out to learn and who don't stop asking questions and finding out new things. So if today you know where to find Jesus, then that's great. Keep on your journey. If you don't know, then that's okay. But I encourage you to keep looking. As we hurtle into 2022, there will be many unknown things that lie ahead of us, whether COVID-related, health, jobs, education, living arrangements, or other things. But the Bible tells us we have a God who wants to be a part of our lives, who went out of the way to become a part of them, who in the incarnation became flesh. He humanified himself. I don't know if that's a word, but I quite enjoyed making it up. He humanified himself so that he could share with us. Whatever you search and yearn for in 2022, I encourage you to make space in your life for Jesus. God is not hiding from us. He came plain as day and even lit up the sky with singing. The message to us all today is that we can find Jesus if we seek him out. He can be found in his Father's house. You can find him here at church. You can find him through his word in the Bible. And you can find him in your heart if you make space for him there. Coming up in the new year, we have an Alpha course going to be running. That is a place where you can come to find out more about what the Christian faith is all about whether it is something for you, for any questions that you may have. If you're a young one, that course is aimed at adults. But if you're younger and you would like to find out more and explore, then Ian might shoot me for saying this. I'm sure he won't know. There could be another course run for you or an opportunity for you to find out also about what it means to have Jesus in your life. Because at Christmas, the promise is Emmanuel, God is with us.